The number of students participating in a program that offers free tuition at the Community College of Baltimore County has nearly tripled this year. School officials hope that even more students will get the College Promise Scholarship, which is in the beginning of its second year. WYPR's John Lee has more.
College Promise is intended to help students whose families earn too much money to qualify for income-based scholarships, but still can't easily afford college. But last year, only 111 scholarships went out to an incoming class of nearly 12,000 full-time students at CCBC. School President Sandra Curtinitis says the program got off to a slow start last year.
We had to learn how to do it. We had to learn how to fit it in. We had to learn how to market it.
Nearly 300 students are on board this academic year, with more likely to be added because the scholarships are awarded on a rolling basis. Curtinitis says this academic year, the number of students getting College Promise could be four times what it was in 2018. She says the school wants to spend every dime of the nearly $1 million the county budgeted for the program. Then, if more qualified students apply, Curtinitis says they'll figure something out.
At this point, we're going to make sure everybody's taken care of. How we do it, I don't know yet.
In an emailed statement, County Executive Johnny Oshefsky said that education is a priority, but he did not respond to the question of whether he could guarantee additional financial help if CCBC uses up all of its College Promise money. Meanwhile, Maryland started a statewide Community College Promise program this year. The state set aside nearly $15 million. But according to Maryland Higher Education Commission spokeswoman Rhonda Wardlaw, less than one-third of that money was awarded. So far, nearly 1,300 students have received the award. CCBC Financial Aid Director Jenny Zawadny says more than 160 of those students are attending CCBC. Students can use either the state scholarship or the county scholarship, but not both.
Just like we struggled last year with rolling out our Baltimore County Promise program, we had the same type of situation with the Maryland Promise.
Both the state and county programs cover the cost of tuition and all mandatory fees that were not paid for by other financial awards, like Pell Grants and other scholarships. To qualify for the county program, students need at least a 2.3 grade point average and must have received a high school diploma or GED in the last 4 years. They also have to enroll in CCBC full-time. Epiphany Morris is 21 and is applying for College Promise to pursue a career in nursing. She lives in Middle River and got her GED 2 years ago. Morris was planning to take just one class, a phlebotomy course, this fall. But if her tuition is covered, she can afford to go to school full-time and launch her career earlier.
It was a little bit sooner with the College Promise because when they announced it, I'm like, oh, that actually works well with my plans right now.
A student can qualify for the scholarship if their family's annual household income is $150,000 or less. Jenny Michalak was at a recent presentation about the College Promise program with her husband and two daughters, both rising high school seniors.
They're twins that will be applying this year to various colleges and universities, so the expenses start adding up pretty quick.
The statewide College Promise program also requires students to work in Maryland after graduation for the same number of years as the length of time their tuition was covered. Baltimore County's program does not have a similar requirement, but Curtinitis says 95% of its students already stay in the county after they finish their studies. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.